We're so distracted. So distracted. Think of notifications. Notifications. I mean, I turn them all off, basically. I don't want any notifications. I don't want any ding. You know, I have it on my computer because if I'm at my computer, I don't mind. Because obviously I'm meant to be doing something. But with my phone, I don't want other reasons, other than messages and phone calls, to take my phone out of my pocket. The constant ding, the constant buzz. I sit sometimes in church, or I sense it in prayer meetings as well. This is constant the phone constantly buzzing, constantly calling out for your attention, commanding you, pay attention to me. And God's people are under its dominion. They're under its power, under its spell. Sense of buzz, the sense of the anxiety immediately is like, what is it? The desire to reach out. As if it's life and death. In the middle of a prayer meeting. In the middle of reading your Bible. God's speaking to you. And you reach out. There's absolutely no way you're taking in the Word of God with the constant distraction. Every six verses, or whatever it might be. We need to get serious about going forward and realizing that if you ever want to go forward, you have to remove the hindrances. Discipline yourself to be hedged in, to go the way the Lord has called you to go, to stay the course. To stay the course. Anyone who ever advances in anything in life removes distractions from themselves. They do. It's very hard to succeed when you're distracted. Perhaps impossible. So whether it's sports or business or anything else, we need to know the course, and anything that hinders us must be cast aside. This is a given. Going forward is a given for God's people, for you, for the church. I look at this body. How are we to go forward? How? Certainly by prayer.